We're going to be reading a story called Ant and the Three Little Figs. Follow along in your book as I read the story out loud. Remember to turn the page when you hear. Ready? Ant and the Three Little Figs by Betsy Byers. Ant said, "Read me a story." I like to read. I said, "Okay," and sat down by me. I opened the book and began to read. Once upon a time, there were three little figs. Ant sat up. He said, "No, that is not right. It's pigs. Three little pigs. Say pigs." I am easy to get along with. I said, "Pigs." The ant leaned back. He said, "Now read the story." I read, "Once upon a time, there were three little bananas." Ant said, "No, don't do that. Read the story right. It's pigs. Look at the picture. There's a pig. There's a pig. There's a pig. Three pigs." Oh, all right, pigs. Once upon a time, there were three little pigs, Ant said quickly. "Who is reading this? You or me?" I asked. "You are," Ant said. "But you have to say pigs." "And you have to let me read." Once upon a time, there were three little... I stopped and waited. The ant waited too. Finally, he said, "This is your last chance. If you don't say pigs, I'm leaving." I said, "Oh, all right." Once upon a time, there were three little pigs. Ant got down from the chair. I said, "Where are you going, Ant?" I read it right. I said pigs. Ant said, "I am going outside." "Why, Ant?" "I don't like the rest of the story. It has a big bad wolf in it." I said, "I could change that, Ant. I could make him a big bad lemon. Or how about a big bad watermelon?" "No," said Ant. "I would know it was a wolf." Ant went to the door and opened it. He looked back at me. He said, "But thank you for reading to me." "You are welcome, Ant," I said, "anytime." And that's the end of the story.